Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on The Daily here. So
my pleasure. I can tell you it'll be a much nicer day in the outback than it is here in Sydney.
A little bit of a wet and grey one this morning, I'm afraid. Well, let's look about the look at the festival for a little bit. You've chosen this year's theme as celebrating women in film. How'd you come up with that one? Why this year for that particular theme?
Well, we actually picked this theme 3 years ago because we kind of realised that women play such an important role in Australian cinema and Australian characters and Australian stories, but they're kind of ignored in terms of being acknowledged for their role. That you always get the big male directors, the great auteurs, and so the women aren't recognised. So we came up with this idea about 3 years ago, and it just happened that this year, for a whole bunch of really good reasons, a lot of agencies, a lot of film competitions, a lot of institutions are focusing on women. So in a sense, it was fortuitous, but it certainly allows us to profile the excellent work that the women are performing in the industry. And they frankly, haven't had a great run and haven't been recognised. So we're trying to change all that.
I'm curious as to how a bloke like yourself, a male, is actually approaching something like that. How do you go about making sure you celebrate women in film in the right way without sort of resorting to a kind of tokenism?
Absolutely. Great question. Two things. It's about consultation, so working with women in the industry, hearing what they've got to say, trying to take their opinions on board, trying to include them in the decision-making process. And most importantly, it's also bringing the audience with us to not have them think that this is tokenistic and that we're just trying to attract attention. We're not. It's actually been a genuine struggle this year too. There's only been a couple of films directed by women. Obviously, it's not only films directed by women, but written by women, produced by women, conceived or sort of worked on by women, or featuring women in lead roles or important characters. So it's a bunch of those things. We've tried not to be tokenistic. We've also tried not to not to gild the lily or to skew the programming, because we realise that mainly women make decisions about what they want to see, and they drag the family or the blokes along with them. And so it's also creating a program that they'll be genuinely happy and enjoy seeing.
Do you think sort of these celebrations are quite necessary? It's a male-dominated industry, essentially. The film industry is still a male-dominated industry here in Australia, and indeed the major film industries we see around the planet. So do you think this kind of celebration does help get more women involved in the industry?
Well, I hope so. We do take a lot of students up there from both Sydney and Brisbane. We also try to engage the kids of the region to allow them to see that it's not just a bloke industry. Like, most of my students are women. Most of the students that come up from Brisbane are also women. But you wonder, why is it that they don't go all the way through? And part of the answer is that they kind of do. They a lot of the lead roles are occupied by women in the television industry. So there's a lot of women directors, a lot of producers, and a lot of writers, and key executive roles are also occupied by women. But why is it that when it comes to film, they're just not there? So these are kind of questions that need to be asked. It's not the skills clearly they can perform all these roles. It's perhaps the funding opportunities, perhaps the risk averseness of the money folk that prevent women's stories being first and foremost. But we've seen over the last few years that films directed by women have been incredibly popular, both at the box office and critically. Like, I'm thinking about the Babadook or The Dressmaker, fantastic films and ones that resonate, not just in Australia, but internationally.
And look, it's a topic that's dear to my own heart. I could talk about this one for a while, but I did want to touch on also there's a special focus on virtual reality's impact on film that you guys are going to be showcasing a little bit in this year's festival. Am I correct?
Yep. The idea was that a dusty little town like Winton in the middle of nowhere could feature a cutting-edge showcase of some of the best VR work from around Australia predominantly, and also some international examples. It is kind of, the thing that I wanted to feature. I had this idea that, place 12 VR stations on an escarpment in the middle of nowhere at sunrise, bring the audience up there blindfolded, and then sit them down and give them a VR experience, and then when they finish that, they can see the sunrise. I mean, something like that would I think be appealing, that combination of raw nature and high tech.
Excellent. Well, Greg, best of luck with it. It's a little way off, a few months off now, but best of luck with the festival when it does roll around.
Thanks very much, and I hope to see you there.
Absolutely. We'll see if we can make the trip.
It's a great time of the year. Mid-year in the Outback. Beautiful.
Absolutely. Thanks very much. That was Dr. Gregory Dolgopolov, the creative director of the Vision Splendid Outback Film Festival, taking place in June in Winton, Queensland. So mid-year, a little while to plan it yet. I think it takes off in June, July, over the late June, early July. VisionSplendidFilmFest.com is the name of their website. You want to check out any of the details yourself. I'll try and stick a link up to that one on the podcast of that interview as well at 2SER.com/daily. We'll try and stick a little bit.